FM 90.3 WJTL, bringing you Brandon Lake, Hard-Fought Hallelujah. Good morning to you. Kaylin Frey with you. Happy Veterans Day, 7:05.
Yes, good morning. Are you looking for your next job opportunity? We've just posted over 30 open positions at WJTL's job link. So whether you're seeking a career change or a fresh start, you can explore a variety of openings with local businesses and organizations. Just click the job link button at WJTL.com to see what's available in our community.
Our very special guest today from Bethesda Mission is our friend Thomas Carr. He's the director of development there. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
Thank you.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my beautiful wife, Trish. She starts her new job today, a New Life Church in New Cumberland.
Oh, congratulations,
and
Trish.
My younger son, Josh, who lives in Ephrata, and my other son, Noah, and his beautiful wife, Emily, and their newborn child, Delilah, who is 9 days old today.
Oh,
so became a grandfather for
wow.
the first time.
Congratulations,
awesome.
Grandfather. That's awesome.
Yep.
Delilah, what a beautiful
yep.
name. That's great. So you've been at Bethesda the past 4 months.
Yep.
Tell us about Bethesda Mission.
Bethesda Mission is the shelter that's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It started in 1914, so we've been around for 111 years.
That is incredible.
Yeah. Wow.
Serving our community for 111 years.
Yes.
That's phenomenal.
Yep.
Now, today I understand that you're doing something special to try to meet the needs of those impacted by not getting SNAP. Tell us about that.
Correct. Our community center that's on 1438 Hearst Street is giving out food and coats from 4 o'clock to 6:30 tonight for anybody that is affected by SNAP or anybody that needs a coat. They can stop by the community center and pick one up.
That's amazing. You guys have been in Harrisburg for 111 years. You have a lot of different ways that you serve the community. Tell us about that.
Correct. We have our men's shelter that's actually is on Riley Street, and that was in the old YMC building that was opened in 1934. Remember, that was in the Depression. They opened that shelter with $10,000
wow.
in 1934,
wow.
and that houses over 100 men a night there.
Amazing.
And in that shelter is also our medical clinic, a full-service medical clinic, and a full-service dental clinic there for the guests.
Yeah.
So that is, and it has a food. They give 3 meals a day. And they also have a soup line at 4 o'clock for anybody in Harrisburg that needs food.
That's amazing. Yeah. What other centers do you have beside the men's
we
shelter?
We have a women's shelter that opened in 1983. And that houses about 50 women currently. They have 3 programs. They have a transition program. They have a recovery program. And they have a short-term program in the women's shelter.
Amazing.
And like I said, there's about 50 women, and they also have families there, too. We have 2 or 3 families that are staying in the women's shelter.
Okay. And how about other ways that you're serving the community?
We have a food bank that's in Mechanicsburg, and that serves about 10 million pounds of food a year. It bags over like 1,000
wow.
bags of food every day, and we serve the community, and we serve about 150 to 200 other ministries through our food bank. It's at Mission Central. But it is our food bank.
That's amazing. And you have a mobile mission as well?
Correct. They go out on Friday nights and Saturday nights to the streets of Harrisburg to feed the people that are living in Tent City or anybody on the streets. They'll go out, like I said, every Friday and Saturday evening and hand out food.
That's amazing.
And witness to them the gospel message of Jesus Christ.
Do you have any idea how many people you're ministering to in like a year's time?
It's a few thousand.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
amazing. Any great
yeah.
stories about how God has worked through Bethesda Mission?
Correct. We have this guy, Michael, who came to us. He's 58 years old. He came to us a few months ago. Health issues. He lost his job. And he has just embraced the program. And now he's now fighting his first job in a couple years and really rededicated his life to Jesus Christ.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
So with all the ministry that you're doing, all the food that you're giving out, the shelters, like, how can our listeners help? How can they pray for you? What can they do to be a part of what you're doing for our community?
Well, number one is pray for us. We can always need prayer, and we can use financial help. Go to our website, BethesdaMission.org, and give us a donation. That always helps. But we can still use coats and more food because we're also going to have a food drive for Thanksgiving and also a food drive for Christmas.
Is there info at your website that tells you how folks can make those donations
yes,
there?
Yes, just go to our event page, and all their information should be there.
BethesdaMission.org is the place to go.
Absolutely.
And go to the events tab from there. Find out how you could pray, find out how you could support, and be a part of all the people that Bethesda Mission is reaching in the Harrisburg area and the greater community. We'll talk more with Tom coming up in just a bit, so stick around. Matt Carney, Matt Crocker, other guys named Matt on the way next.